And 6:06, it is overcast and 64 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 76 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. You had better sit down for this one. Gasoline prices have spiked again in Tulsa. Regular unleaded jumped to $3.82 overnight. Now, no one can seem to offer an explanation as to why, other than tight supplies. The prices are taking a bite out of businesses. Superior Lawn's Rachel Van Meter says they're now grouping their customers into zones in order to keep gas usage down.
Kind of cuts down on how, not so much that we can do service calls, because we do service calls all the time that are not in route order, you know, for the current day, but it kind of makes it to where it may take us an extra day or two to get to that person to where we're in that area and not having to make one special trip for one person.
Alternative options to gasoline are limited in her business, and the constantly switchover of equipment makes it unlikely to happen. It appears alcohol and speed were two of the factors in that deadly boat crash on Grand Lake. Two people were killed when a ski boat that they were in slammed into a docked boat house at the Arrowhead Yacht Club. The Oklahoma Geological Survey is drafting guidelines on how to reduce the risk of industry-triggering earthquakes. As State Impact Oklahoma's Joe Wirtz reports this morning, the guidelines are recommendations and not rules.
Earthquake researchers and energy industry experts have weighed in on the list of possible recommendations, which will be made public and discussed at a conference this summer. Geological Survey seismologist Austin Holland says oil and gas companies, academics, environmental groups, and regulators will all be invited to the discussion.
Trying to bring in experts from around the country and then interested stakeholders here in Oklahoma.
Research suggests that Oklahoma's largest earthquake could be the country's largest quake triggered by oil and gas disposal wells. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
More on this story from Joe coming up at 7:35 this morning. With only a few days left in the legislative session, Mayor Bartlett is keeping a close watch on lawmakers. He is hoping that they take some action on funding the proposed OK Pops Museum for Tulsa's Brady District. He says too often Oklahoma City gets the big projects while Tulsa is ignored.
They need, just to be fair, and need to realize that the second most populous city in our state is certainly a very worthy benefactor.
It is estimated that it would pump $18 million into the Tulsa economy in its first year of operation. An Oklahoma senator steps into the middle of the IRS scandal.
Oklahoma senior U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe will co-sponsor a bill filed amid reports that the Internal Revenue Service specifically targeted conservative groups. Inhofe says he's an official co-sponsor of the Taxpayer Non-Discrimination and Protection Act of 2013. He says the bill would make it a crime for an IRS employee to target an individual or a group based on their beliefs. The U.S. Treasury Department's Inspector General issued a report finding that for more than 18 months, the IRS specifically targeted conservative groups, including Tea Party groups. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
As you plan your weekend, know this. The Storm Prediction Center at Norman announced yesterday that a bout of fairly substantial, that's a quote, bad weather is in the forecast this weekend for Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas on Saturday. Forecasters say those same storms could move to Oklahoma to Iowa on Sunday and from Oklahoma to Illinois on Monday. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms possible here today with a high of 76. Tonight, overcast and mild, down to 67 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 84. National Weather Service radar shows us no precipitation in our part of the state. Right now, it's overcast in 64. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.